Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Meiri, Mimi Merossi, Nechagito Basrib Chaim Tzvi, Rachel Batzlachon Seyedea B'chol Nulvi Meilea, and for Lulu Nishmas Chaim Tzvi, Ben Eliyahu, Nishmas Marasesa Basrib Shmuel, Nishmas We have a treat today. We're going to be learning Shiras Hayom to give us new insight into this the Shira that we say daily. And it's amazing to learn it properly. But that's for later on in the Shir. And now we're going to get into the narrative passing of the sea. We are in verse 21 in the 14th chapter. As Orthodox Jews would say, Perek Yudalit Pasuk Chof Aleph. Omeret ha-Torah ha-Kedoshah v'yit Moshe es yodei ha-Yom v'yodrech Hashem es ha-Yom v'ruach kodim azo kol ha-Layla v'yosem es ha-Yom lechorovo v'yiboku ha-Mayim. Moshe stretched forth his hand over the sea, and Hashem let out the sea with a mighty east wind all night, and he made the sea into dry land, and the waters were split. Next pasuk, Vayavo bnei Yisrael b'soch hayom v'yabosho, v'amayim lahem choma, miminam u'mismolam. And the Jews came into the water, into the dry land, and the water was to them a wall from their right and from their left. Kliyokar asks, we are, as is the Derech, for those who follow our Chumashurim, we ask questions, and then we present the Mahalach. So we will begin. The Kliyokar asks that before Bekiyas HaMayim happened, and only then the Yom became Chorava. First, the water split, and then it became dry. Is that correct? So that's the way it goes. First, water splits, and then it becomes dry. So why does it say first, Vayasim Seyam L'charava? First, the sea became dry, and then the water split. So the pasuk seems to be going out of order. Why does it say Vayasim Seyam L'charava, and then Vayibaku Amayim? Say first, Vayibaku Amayim, then Vayasim Seyam L'charava. We also have to understand pasuk Chofez, where it says, Vayavo bnei Yisrael b'soch hayom v'yabosha. Here was Makan Yom v'yabosha. They went into the sea and the dry land. Later on, Pasuk Chavtes bnei Yisrael yu v'yabosha, achu b'sha v'yabosha, b'soch hayom. The Jewish people went into the dry land, into the sea. So first there we have the dry land and the sea. And here it's Halchu. They went into the Yam and the Yabasha. First is the Yam and the Yabasha, and later on it's first the Yabasha and then the Yam Aishna. Well, how do we have to understand what's the adding Pasuk Chavtes? It's already written Pasuk Chavtes. They went into the water, into the dry land. We already have that Pasuk Chavtes. We also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Chavtes, Amayim Lehem Choma, and it says Choma without Vav. And we see in the Mechilta that the sea was filled with anger at them because they took with them Pesel Micha. They took with them the idol of Micha, which they will later serve in the Sefer Shoftim. So they're bringing an idol with them into the sea. That's pretty serious business. So we have to understand why it lacks a vav. There was anger because they were bringing in Pesel Micha. That's Pasuk Chav Tes. But in Pasuk Chav Beis, we talk about the Ikarinian there. It has Choma with Vav. How surprising is that? This is discussed by the Gron, it's called Elio. We also have to understand what this is in Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayek Moshe Siyad Ola Hayam. Vayashav Hayam Lifnois Boker Leisanoi. Omitzrayim Nasim Lekrosoi. Vayinar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soich hayam. Moshe spread his hand on the sea, and the sea returned in the morning to its strength, and the Mitzrayim are running towards it, and Hashem shook the Egyptians into the water. Bereshis Rab, Shmos Rabba, we see that it says Leitanos Letano Harishon, to its original condition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the sea of Ma'aseh Bereishis to split before Bnei Yisrael. Ayin Sham, famous Medrash. But this is still difficult. This is difficult to understand. Ayin Rachayim HaKadosh Eld. Why are we going to learn about this Tanai when the sea comes back to its nature? That you don't need a Tanai for. You need a Tanai that it should split. So here we learn that the water went back to the way it was because of the Tanai. That's not the Tanai. The Tanai is it should split. So why do we only learn about this Tanai when it comes back to the way it was? The condition is that it should split. It should be in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Eid Moshe Siyada. There it tells us about this Tanai. Ayin Barachayim HaKadosh. Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Zvayit Moshe. And that is he spread his hand. And now we have Pasuk Chavches, Vayashuvu Amayim, Vayachasus HaRechev, Vesaparashim, Vachochel Paro, Abayim Achareim, Vayam, Lo Nish'ar Bahem Ad Echad. Pasuk says that the waters turned back, and covered the chariots and the horsemen of all Pharaoh's army who were coming after them in the sea, and not even one of them remained. Chorah, since it already says, Vayashav Tetra Leisano, that according to the Pashut Pshat means to its original strength, like Rashi writes over there. So why did the Pasuk say the Mitzrayim were running towards it? Once the Mitzrayim see that the water went back to the way it was, why would they run towards the water? They're going to drown. Can they see it? The Alshech is on this, and therefore he proves that his son doesn't mean that the water went back to the Tafo, to its strength, Ayin Sham. Rashi says that it does. So the water is already back to the way it was, and the Mitzrayim are running towards it. We would say, Man of Ibrahim, Fukim? Are they stupid? We also have to understand that if Leitano means Letakpo HaRishon, to its original strength, so that should be enough to drown them. So why don't we fight to vayena'er Hashem es Mitzrayim v'sochem? Hashem shook the Egyptians inside the water. Why is it not enough that they're in the water to drown them? Why do they have to also shake them? Uviyoter tzarich biu. Maishnan pasuk chof ches. Vayashivu amayim. Shemashma yanosaf. Shel vayashivu vayichesu. Achre shekvar ne'emar. Sheshav hayam v'tokpo. V'kivan shekvar chazar hayam. L'tokpo. L'chora. M'meila. Tavu v'nitkasu b'mayim. When it says that the water went back in Pasuk Chafes, so this mashma is an additional thing over here. In other words, the water already went back le'tano. It already went back to its tokev, to its original power, to the way it was. So what's this vayashivu amayim? So in the Shmos Rav over here in the Mechilta of Rashbi, cited in the Torah Shlema, he writes that it says Vayeshivu Amayim is called Meimu Sheba'olam. All the waters in the world, which were split at Kriyas Yamsuf, went back to the way they were. We see in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Evaku Amayim, Rashi there writes, Kol Mayim Sheba'olam, all the water in the world. Chora, since already beforehand, it says, Vayashav Am Le'etano. In other words, there was a bit of Kriyas Yamsuf. Memela Be'al Tozman. Batel in Yan Kol Me'emot Shebo'olam Gamken. Since already earlier it says, Vayashav Le'etano, that Kriyas Yamsuf is Batel. So all the waters of the world should also have gone back to the way they were. As well as before, why did all the waters in the world split? Because of the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Kriyas Yamsuf is no longer Kriyas Yamsuf. So they should go back already earlier. So why does it seem to say no? Only a Shivu Amayim later. Pasuk Chaf Ches. Already when Vayashav Le'etano earlier on, the water should have already gone back. Maybe they did. So what's then the Vayashivu Amayim? As Nevakach, אומר מרנו רבנו שבקריאת ים סוף יש לנו שני דברים. There are two aspects, two elements to Kriyas Yam Suf. Number one.
Number one is the taking of the water from the place where the Jewish people passed through. And the Pashtus of Pasuk Chaf Aleph is that this was done by a very strong east wind that was all night. Just the Chinuch already writes in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis that this was a miracle that was hidden in Ki'ilu Teva, in nature. And the truth is that the wind did not push the water away to the sides, but rather, nivlu hamayim b'tahom. The water was absorbed in the abyss, like it says in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer in the 42nd Perek, v'ragzu hamayim v'chalu v'radu v'yaldu v'tahomot, sh'namar aruch hamayim yachilu. And we'll see this later on, hopefully in the Pesukim. But the water was descended into the abyss, into the depths, didn't go to the side. It went down. But that's not enough. Because self-self, outside of where they are walking, there was water. And the way of water is, the nature of water is that it spills into an empty place. And therefore, again, there is going to be water where they are walking. And this necessitated, kibiyachol, another miracle. She'amdu b'mekaymam. V'lo naflu lavo l'mekaymam she'i saw that the water stood in its place and it did not come to where the Jews were walking. And this is a change in the nature of the water, that it would not fall, as is the nature of its creation. And because of these two miracles, the Jewish people walked in the dry land. And indeed, in the Sefer Torah Shlema, an Os Kuf Lam Dalid, he brings from the Medrash, Mehagos HaMedrash, Kolaymar, Ze Yisod Tivo Lios Nomes Vinozel, Osa Hashah, Omad Ki'ilu Nase Guf Yavesh. That the way of water, I don't know how Gos Medrash is. Some correction, like gloss on the Medrash, I don't know who wrote the gloss. But the nature of the water is to be liquid. And at that time, it was like dry. It stood like something dry. And that's what we were saying. There was a change in the nature of the water. So number one, it went down to the Tehomos. And in addition to going down to the Tehomos, it also didn't spill back into where the Jewish people were walking. And that we see from what it says later on. 46:8 Uveruach apecha ne'er mumayim nitzvu chamod ne'i nozlim kafu sehomos belev yam. And with the breath of your nostrils, the waters were piled up, streams stood upright like a wall, the depths froze in the heart of the sea. Ad kan midirei apsukim. Ne'ermu is the ruach chadim, is the east wind that made the waters pile up. That this also happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. The miracle was that it became like a nade. It stood upright like a wall. Like a solid wall. And that's even though water is liquid. It's not solid. But it became like solid. And there was another miracle that Kafu Sahomos Belev Yam. You could say this pasuk 50,000 times and not notice. The depths froze in the heart of the sea. Oh, the Tehomos, in the depths of the sea, in the abyss of the sea. Ve'od nes hayah shekafu Tehomos belev yam. Behind the canal, like we said, that they were absorbed in the abyss, and they froze there, and they didn't come back up. So what we have over here is, we have that they're like a wall on the side, and that they're also frozen in the depths. And that's how the Abarnel learns Peshat. So there are two things happening over here. There was the water going down, and the water going to the side. And in the Rabbi Yonan Avos 5:4, and what it says there were 10 Nisim Aliyam, he writes, there was a Nisim Aliyam, Smoky Nufku Mayim Asahom Rabbah. that the depths were split, v'lomisha refesh v'tit, and there was no mud, b'karkiso on the bottom, k'shar mayanos like other springs, k'yavshu may get dry, ach ke'evan, but like stone, sheyesh nishar b'tachtiso, b'Yisrael over him, b'yamkem ha'alech b'beis, so the Jews walked through like they walked through their houses. So it was dry in the bottom. So in the water, there are mayanos, there are springs down below, and they didn't come back up. They were sort of frozen there. So basically, we have two miracles over here. We have the water on the side and the water down below. When Chazal tell us that all the waters in the world split, that's the second nes, nitzvu chamod nei nozlim, that happened to all the waters in the world. That they didn't spill down like they normally do and go to the lower place. Rather, they stood in their place. And then afkamina would be that if somebody took water from where it wasn't afterwards filled up. In other words, normally we take water from somewhere, immediately the water on the sides is going to fill up the hole, the gap, the gaping hole. But here it didn't at that time when the sea split. Now, what about the other Inyan? The other Inyan, that the water froze in the depths. So that has nothing to do with all the water in the world. Where's all the water in the world going to go? The water in the depths didn't go anywhere. All the water in the world didn't go anywhere. So when we talk about all the water in the world, we're only talking about the second ice. The nature of it being like a wall. So on one hand, the water was in the Tahom, and that has nothing to do with all the water in the world. And then there was an additional nace that the water stood where it was and didn't go back down. In other words, it was on the side and it didn't spill back down. And that's the nature of water. And that's the miracle of all the waters in the world. That if you would take water, it was in there, it was in its specific place. And if you would take some of the water out, then the water on the side would not spill back in and fill up the hole. And the union of the water is frozen in the depth, that's only at Kriyas Yamsuf. So, Amir Tisham, we're going to see this, how this fits in beautifully to the Pesukim in the Sefer Tehillim. And then we're going to get back to our parsha over here, and we're going to see continuing the flows of Amir Tisham. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. We have just world yet to say. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends. Lina, we shall continue.